Welcome back to our listeners. You are tuning in to Reset for Women. I am your host, Lori Carice. Today's guest is Kimberly Charvet, owner and founder of Lost Art of Love, business and life coaching for introverted women. And today's topic is uncovering the hidden superpowers of an introvert. Welcome to the show, Kimberly.
Thank you, Lori. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. I think every woman, well, everybody probably needs a reset once in a while. And, you know, that could be leaning in on conversations of reset your mindset, reset practices in your business, your personal life, relationships. So tell us about the space on introverted women.
Yeah, for sure. I think, resetting as an introvert is something that we do naturally. We require that time to recuperate, to refresh, to be able to have some time to get our energy back. But I think that in my journey as an introvert over the past 50 years, I used to have what I call extrovert envy. And so I always wanted to be my best friend who could walk into a room and want to leave knowing, 98% of the people that were there instead of being the one that made a connection with one person. And so it took me some time to really appreciate who I was and how I was made up as an introvert and really feel confident and powerful about what I bring to the table as someone who is different than an extroverted person.
So tell me how you find that balance, because I consider myself an extrovert. I wasn't always. I had a shift in my life where, you kind of find your voice, find your power, find who you really connect with. But my girls are appearing to be introverted. And I think they get embarrassed because I'm the one who talks to everybody. I mean, you get on elevator with me, I'm talking to them and, meet somebody for a couple minutes and I'm just talk. My girl's kind of just like, kind of next to me, like, I wish you'd stop talking, especially my older daughter. She's the kind who's got like her tight little group of friends and they probably share a lot together, but I would not call her an extrovert, where my younger one, she's going through kind of ebbs and flows with her personality. I think COVID really messed up that age group in particular. She's now 13.
Yeah.
Being pulled out of school in third grade, going back in fifth grade, and, kind of really getting into, knowing who you are during that time, being, really kind of sheltered. I would say I am told by her teachers, she is very social and needs to stop socializing in class. So it sounds like she is the extrovert, but, kind of at home, she's a little less apt to share. I don't necessarily see her out and about being real life of the party, but apparently at school, she's a different kid. But I have pictures of her when she was little and she was the one in the little party outfit, mixed match clothes. I mean, she was the funny one with like the rain boots and the tutu on and hand on her hip and showing all kind of personality. My friends would be like, uh-oh, you're gonna have trouble with her. She's gonna be a handful. But so far, so good. So yeah, that I'm just giving you an idea of my home and finding that balance. And I can't expect my children to just be an extrovert. Maybe introverted is what's right for them. But I don't want to be that constant embarrassment either.
So first of all, I would say being a mom means automatically you're going to embarrass your kids, because
okay,
it happens
that.
to me all the time with mine too. So my daughter is 16. And she is very much an introvert. Like you were saying with your older daughter, she has her close group of friends and they share things and they, they talk to each other, but they don't really talk a lot outside of each other. Right. And where your younger daughter is kind of the life of the party, she's at that age, I think, where she's discovering herself and figuring out like, who is she going to be? But as an introvert, I think finding the balance is really about Where are you going to put all of your energy and how are you going to show up? So introverts are very much observers. They will sit back and kind of watch how things happen. And then if they're going to make a comment about something, it's something you really want to listen to because it's going to be totally different than what anybody else sees or thinks or hears. They may pick up on the mood or the feeling or the energy of people in a different way than an extrovert might. They're very much what I like to call silent leaders. So they kind of beat to their own drum and they're going to do things their own way.
which you can just be describe my 16-year-old. Yes. I mean, I feel like she doesn't speak or jump into something until she has something profound to say and gets it right.
Yeah.
You know, me, exactly. I shoot from the hip, you know, it's like, I'll throw it out there and then wait, oh, that didn't sound right. Okay. Correct myself, you know?
Right. Yeah. That's exactly it. You got it right on the head. Exactly.
So let's talk about those hidden superpowers. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about, you know, what you just kind of mentioned now, let's kind of expand on that a little bit.
Yeah. So the beauty of an introvert, I think, is that they see the world in a way differently than other people do. And so it allows them to solve problems uniquely, maybe have different ideas or be willing to be more measured when they're doing risk taking around certain activities. I think that the introvert is going to be the person that is a really good listener. So if you're looking for someone who really just wants to listen and not always give you the advice, they're going to be the person that sits and listens to you. They're very reflective in nature, so they're going to be able to provide feedback on situations that happen that are different than somebody else who maybe was even in the situation itself, right? And so those, I think, are some of the great superpowers that introverts have.
So I can't help but think how what you're describing might be more traditional in how you and I look at an introvert, but how does that compare to new generations? There's a new generation who is, you know, always doing this, and I'm making, you know, the
right.
gesture here where they're like on their phone and they're clicking, clicking, clicking. So when you talk about always listening, I think younger generations, millennial and Gen Z, they also multitask.
Yes.
They're listening, but they're doing something else. So when you and I are talking about being that deep listener, we come from a different generation where we're looking at each other and we're really listening and, you know, acknowledging and considering what we're going to say that is going to either help the situation or just continue that listening. The younger generation, I mean, my personal relationship is with children, so it's different. But, you know, older ones, 20s, 30s, even entering, you know, 40, how does the generation gap kind of shift what an introvert looks like?
Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, an introvert will always need time to recuperate and to take some time to themselves. So for them, that might mean putting the phone away. That might mean taking a break from screen time. That might mean doing things like, you know, not spending time on TikTok or Snapchat or wherever it is that they are, right? Also, like in the workplace, a younger generation introvert might be someone who will escape to a room in order to do some quiet work instead of being around people all of the time. Or if they are, they may be someone who's more apt to want a work from home job because the isolation feels more comfortable for them.
So COVID kind of worked for them, didn't they? Didn't
it totally did.
It's like, gee, I get to do all this from home. No people around me. I love it.
Right. Yeah. My daughter, you know, being 16 in COVID, like she loved the school from home. She loved being able to do that. And my son is 8 and he's like, I want to see my friends. Where are my people?
Yeah, that's how mine was. I mean, my 16, now 16-year-old, I mean, she could have done distance learning forever. She loved it. She's like, I love sitting on my bed and just rolling out 5 minutes before grabbing my laptop and joining the cohort.
For
And my
sure.
younger one was miserable. I mean, it took about a year even of recovery going back to school to get it kind of right. And I still think there's gonna be major long-term effects with certain age groups for sure. For me, I've already kind of forgotten that life. Well, I mean, I've worked from home for myself for so long. The working from home wasn't like a big shift. It was all of a sudden having kids there too. I was like, oh, wait, my space. Those are my pencils. This is my time and, distractions and just also making sure that they're okay. So, I feel like I made a quick recovery from that environment. My older daughter, even though she has that preference, she went back to school just fine. My younger one, she suffered for quite a while. I actually even sat down and had a little bit of a talk with her yesterday about it, kind of acknowledging, how I felt like she was so much happier and her friendships were better, and just, asking her, do you remember having that hard time? And, do you just feel happier? It was just on my mind actually yesterday, because I was kind of just thinking back. I must have been watching something where there was a kid having a tantrum. I'm like, my kids never had tantrums except for the year going back to school. My daughter had just like meltdowns. And it took a while to recover. So at least I kind of could make that connection with her, knowing, I guess I'm going to label her an extrovert then, that she is more social. And even though she's introverted with me, that's okay. That's just parenting. That maybe I could actually, help with those skills and recognize what she's going through. Well, wonderful. Yeah. So, yeah, let's go ahead and maybe wrap up the show with identifying. I mean, do you have anything for listeners where extrovert, introvert kind of live together, finding that balance, or, honing into that those superpowers a little bit more?
Yeah, I think every introvert has the ability to be an extrovert when they need to be. So take, for example, if you're in a networking situation, and whether you're networking online or you're networking in person, you have to put yourself out there and you have to be prepared to be able to present yourself in a way that people will understand what you do, what you offer, how you do it, and build relationships with each other, right? That's a necessary evil, I guess, to being an introvert in business. The extrovert, of course, when you're in a one-on-one or when you're in a situation where you're in person, they're going to know everybody before they leave. But what I like to tell my introverts is identify who it is you want to meet before you go. And once you meet that person, give yourself permission to leave. There's no reason that you need to stay and make yourself feel uncomfortable, but put yourself in those situations where you feel like you can get something out of it, but you can also give to other people as well.
That's interesting. I attend a lot of networking groups, and because my daughter's 16 and we're applying for first jobs, summer jobs, and starting out in environments where she's really comfortable, like the summer camp she's been going to for years. She knows the drill and is comfortable with the environment. But they still do put you through a process of interviewing. They want to elevate the experience and prepare you for leadership. And she's terrified of the interview. She's terrified of like, oh, what if they ask me? I don't know how to answer. And so that I can see, like for me, with some kind of interview process or picking up projects, I also kind of I lean in on, what are their needs? And I spotlight that and I shine. I used to be able to say, like, I can get any job. I can figure out what your needs are and say the right things. That's not necessarily the right fit, I mean, hopefully I can come through for that as well, or it's not the right fit for anybody. But with my older daughter, I am a little concerned about how she's going to be in the workplace environment because she doesn't take instruction very easily either. She wants to do it her way. And I've told her,
Right.
I'm like, I'm ready for you to have a job because I don't want to be your only boss. I'm ready for somebody else to tell you what to do and give you expectations, and you just have to follow it, even though it's uncomfortable. You will then learn how to communicate with people so it's, more comfortable and offer solutions in advance. But yeah, I could see she's gonna kind of struggle in that. But I guess that's where you have to identify your comfort zone and apply jobs where you really know you shine. And again, that's why we're starting with like the summer camp she's gone to forever.
Right. Practice, practice, practice is what will definitely help.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I think we're doing it right then. We're getting started. So, yeah, we're getting a little bit of practice, and because that first summer camp job's just summer. So
Right.
it is just the practice.
Right,
Well,
right.
wonderful. I appreciate this conversation. I mean, I actually just had my own little aha moment, and you have to let people be different too. Sometimes I get a little frustrated with her because I'm like, you got to put yourself out there. That's just not her. I need to know my place and making recommendations to making things easier, but not push her to be like me,
Right.
clearly. So, well, Kimberly, wonderful. In your for our podcast listeners, of course, in show notes, I can include your website and how to connect with you. For radio only listeners, what's the best way to connect with you?
You can find me on all social channels at Lost Art of Love everywhere.
Okay. And also, it looks like your website is KimberlyCharvet.com, or you
Yes,
prefer the
yes.
Lost Art of. Okay, wonderful.
KimberlyCharvet.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Lori.
And you have been listening to another Reset for Women.